Welcome to the third teaching session for Metta, or Loving Kindness Meditation. In our last session, we learned about the qualities that loving kindness can develop as we practice it, and that loving kindness can be developed indefinitely. In this session, we'll draw from Buddhist insights and scientific findings on loving kindness. What do you think is a primary obstacle to deepening a practice of Metta? The answers can be different for each person, but very often, when we attempt to sit still and meditate, we quickly become aware of restlessness in our mind. There is a stream of thoughts that constantly flows in and out, distracting us from our stillness and our focus. So how should we address this? Teachers of Metta meditation instruct us that a fundamental aspect of being human involves acknowledging our susceptibility to distraction. As the Dhammapada teaches, the mind is restless, difficult to control and grasp, illustrating the ongoing internal battle with our distractions and impulses. While navigating our inner complexities can seem daunting, Metta meditation offers a pathway to simplify and reconnect with our true nature. Teachers of Metta meditation say that to align ourselves with loving kindness, we must first look inward. As we recite loving kindness phrases like, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, and as we dwell on the intentions behind these words, we can guide our focus away from distractions and worldly concerns. In doing so, we begin to come into greater harmony with the boundless nature of loving kindness that is already within us as humans. As our loving kindness practice deepens, we gain an ability to effortlessly monitor the thoughts that pass through our mind. This practice is known as mindfulness. Mindfulness means paying attention to what's happening right now, without judging it or getting caught up in it. It's about noticing your thoughts, your feelings and your surroundings as they are, with an open mind, not making a story out of them. This can help you feel calmer and more focused by keeping you grounded in the present moment. In fact, mindfulness helps you practice loving kindness by keeping you calm and focused, thus making it easier for kindness and compassion to spontaneously arise from within you. For example, when you're mindful, you notice your thoughts and feelings without reacting to them right away. So if any negativity comes up, you can more easily let go of it. Keep in mind, it's not that we're bulldozing over our negative thoughts by forcing positive thoughts onto them or making positive thoughts be louder than negative thoughts. It's quite the opposite. Mindfulness is a moment-to-moment practice of noticing a thought and letting it go. Noticing a thought and letting it go. Over time, with repeated practice, this clears space in your mind and naturally makes room for more positive thoughts and feelings to arise from your inborn kindness and compassion. Concepts in Metta meditation that we've mentioned in this session connect with scientific principles through several ways. These include a psychological understanding of distraction and the neuroscientific study of loving kindness meditation's effect on the brain. Research in psychology suggests that the human mind has a default tendency toward mind wandering. There are ways in which mind wandering is linked with creativity and can help us problem solve. Not surprisingly, it requires effort and skill to maintain focus on a specific task, such as meditating. However, scientific studies support the idea that meditation practices, like metta, can improve our ability to control our attention and decrease our reactivity to negative events. Neuroscientific research has shown that meditation can lead to structural and functional changes in the brain, including in areas that are involved in emotion regulation and self-awareness. Practices like metta meditation have been linked to increased activity in regions of the brain that are associated with positive emotions and compassion. These scientific findings support the view that we are actually changing our brain as we practice metta meditation in a way that makes our brains more wired to be loving and kind. This and related research will likely lead us to further scientific insights about how loving kindness is good for us both mentally and physically. With these thoughts in mind, let's settle in and practice a loving kindness meditation together. If you haven't already, go ahead and find a comfortable posture. And as you settle in and get more comfortable, take a few slow, relaxing breaths and let your nervous system calm down just a little bit more. And as you start to find a comfortable rhythm for relaxed breathing, we'll begin to say the phrases, "May I be well," "May I be peaceful," "May I be free." We'll begin this practice by directing loving kindness toward ourselves. But as we continue practicing together over the coming sessions, we'll also practice turning that loving kindness outward. As you breathe in now, think of breathing in that kind intention for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as you exhale, let your body's natural relaxation response do the work of calming down your nervous system. Breathing in loving kindness for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And breathing out, letting your body naturally relax. Continuing these cycles at a pace that's comfortable for you. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. It's like the words or waves on a warm seashore that wash over your body. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. Allowing those waves of loving kindness to wash over you. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as we close this practice now, feel free to let these words continue washing over you throughout your day. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free.